You know, in the world of jazz and the world of music, there's a difference. There's a difference when you pay tribute to a particular music idiom or a style or an artist. Some people say, well, you do a nice cover of that song. But no, there's a difference. And the difference is doing the cover or getting under the covers. And that's what happens when the song becomes your own. It's been her own for a long time, 6 decades and more. And she's here this morning to spend some time with us. Things have changed. And Betty Levette knows that. And we're going to chat and hear some of her wonderful creativity today on WBGO.
Thank you. can I see? Grab him by the hand and go running on down the street. People look crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight and I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. But I just don't show it. You could hurt somebody and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, fly real high. All the truth in the world ain't nothing but one big lie. I'm in love with a man that don't even appeal to me. Go jump in the lake. I ain't so eager to make that kind of mistake. People are crazy. Times are strange. I'm locked in tight, but I'm on a rage. I used to care, but things have changed.
Right there, you've just enjoyed the title track of the brand new record. Came out last Friday, or a couple of Fridays ago. Things Have Changed, and it focuses on not the lyrics, not the songs, but the stories. The discourse between Bob Dylan and the world. And I can't think of a better person to do that than Miss Betty Levette, because in order to pass along those stories, the stream's got to run pretty deep, right? For you to be in love with a man
that don't even appeal to you. That's tight. That's very tight. I think that was probably the first line that really jumped out of me, out of all the songs. Yeah. That and Go Jump Off a Ledge. Those were...
Not the first time you visited the world of Bob Dylan. I think on Thankful and Thoughtful, mm-hmm. the opening track was from the Dylan
song. Yeah, I think four others, you know, over a 4 or 5 year period in four different places.
You've saluted the British rockers. You've, of course, gotten deep inside the roots of the blues to the extent where you are a recipient of the W.C. Handy Award for blues, so you've been acknowledged.
I won a Blues Music Award too.
Yeah, and it's on the mantle.
They don't let me win much, so I have to point out everything I've won.
And you have your first major release in many years on a major label, anyway, on the Verve record label. With Things Have Changed, and they sure have since that first major label song from Betty Levette when she was a teenager in Detroit,
1962.
My man.
Yeah. It was a little bit much for a 16-year-old, but...
Well, it could have been worse. You could have been singing, "My man, he's a handyman."
I love it.
But "My man, he's a loving man," right? Growing up in Detroit, now how does that provide you as a young girl with the kind of emotional equipment you need to embrace this kind of music?
Oh, baby, I didn't. I just... The producer, Johnny Mae Matthews, who was probably one of the first female black producers in the world, actually. But along with Shirley, I can't remember, from New Jersey, Shirley Ann, somebody. But Johnny Mae was very, at the time that I was with Johnny Mae, she was at that time in Detroit bigger than Berry Gordy. It was still all local, but Berry just hadn't gotten his distributed, and Johnny May had become fortunate enough to become involved with Atlantic, of course, which was much bigger. But no, I had no, my God, baby, it was the first 10 years, I didn't know I could sing at all. I just thought I was cute. But then it became a real career, a real thing for me. And after being told by my manager that I, you know, if you never become a star, you have to learn how to sing really well. Learn a lot of songs, learn how to sing them really well, and you'll be able to sing for the rest of your life.
But you had that sense memory, too, growing up in a household, maybe even before you knew you could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And artists, we talked about this earlier, about artists like the Soul Stirrers would come through.
Yeah, but I was just a little kid. I'm sure, I mean, a little kid. I was only 18 months old or whatever, but I did know all the songs on the jukebox at that time, including the Soul Stirrer songs. But I just knew them because they were there. It's like knowing the theme song, the Howdy Doody or something. I didn't put any passion in it or think anything about it. I just knew all the songs. And because I was just a little girl in a diaper, they thought it was cute. I was telling my audience the other night, I said they had the jukebox in my living room because my parents sold us corn liquor and you had to come by my house if you wanted a drink in Western Michigan in 1946.
Muskegon, so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they put me up on the jukebox. And I could roll my stomach all the way down. I'm just in a diaper. I could roll my stomach all the way down, all the way back up in time with the music. So I was telling my audience, I said, that will not be forthcoming tonight.
And damn, we're on the radio. Boy, so we can't see it this morning either. We're chatting with Betty Levette. Things have changed. And in my humble opinion, having worked here for over three decades, I'm kind of glad things are changing. We have bassist James Simonson. The musical director and also the guitarist extraordinaire is Brett Lucas. Evan Mercer is our keyboardist today, and he's maybe going to do something on our grand piano, too, before we're done. Daryl Pierce on the drums and percussion. And they're all providing the palette for the lady whose new recording focuses on the world of Bob Dylan, and she makes Dylan her own. Bobby Zimmerman, stand aside, because Betty Levette is in the room today at WBGO.
Window, you can leave at your own chosen speed. I ain't the one you want, baby. I don't think I'm the one you need. Tell me you're looking for someone who's never weak, but always strong to stand up and defend you. Whether you're right or wrong, somebody to open every door, but it ain't me, baby. Now, 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 it ain't me, baby. It ain't me, baby. You're looking for. From the ledge, baby. Go lightly to the ground. I ain't the one you want, baby. I won't do nothing but let you down. You're looking for somebody, someone who promised apart. Someone to close their eyes for you. Someone to open up your heart. Somebody who'll die for you and more. But it ain't. Into the night, baby. Everything inside here is made of stone. There ain't nobody moving in any way. Looking for somebody to pick you up every time you fall, to carry flowers constantly, to come every time you call.
You know, sometimes perception is the deepest right before you walk away.
I don't know, but if you tell somebody to jump off the ledge right before you walk away, I meant.
It ain't me, babe. Nuh-uh. We're chatting with Betty Levette this morning, and the new recording is out on Verve. Things Have Changed, and produced by a wonderful cat. Great musician, too, Steve Jordan, who brings mm-hmm. with his own kind of sense memory. I think I read where you said, this is a guy, he doesn't forget any song he's ever
not.
Heard in his life.
No, but he doesn't forget anything.
Yeah.
You know, he and Larry Campbell to my house in New Jersey to set down how we were going to do these songs. And I was just throwing little things. I want to hear this, I want to hear that, and whatever. And when he started to bring them back up in the studio, I said, I forgot I told you I wanted that. But he remembers everything. I call him now the Betty Whisperer.
Yeah.
He understands everything I say, whether it makes any sense or not.
The Betty Whisperer. I like that. And Campbell, of course, I think I remembered the symbiotic relationship that he and Levon Helm had. Up there at those midnight rambles.
It's so funny. He tended to talk about that more than about Bob, because my husband and I, we were really curious. We didn't want to be pushy, but we kept trying to slip little questions in. He answered very few of them, but the Leon thing was more of a really love relationship.
Sure.
And so he spoke of that often on his own.
Oh, the old barn in Woodstock, man. Mm-hmm. The old midnight rambles, boy, they could do it. And Larry was a big reason for that. Mm-hmm. But Leon Pendarvis, he also had people like Keith Richards mm-hmm. Stop by and lend a hand with his guitar on one of the tracks.
Yeah. We had such great fun. We decided that, had we known each other in the 60s, we definitely would have got in trouble.
Yeah.
because we got in trouble there in the control room. So, I mean, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. He walks in with his drink. I walked in with mine. We were only together for a little while, but we had a great time. And he sent me all these beautiful roses the next day. And since then, just last week, I was on his daughter, Teddy. She has a radio show on Sirius, and I was on her show. And he sent her his representative Friday night at the City Winery for the premiere.
Oh, I can see. The Betty Whisperer. I'm starting to understand that. Betty LeVette, things have changed. And with this new recording, I'm surprised after listening to it. And by the way, the tune we just heard, It Ain't Me, Babe, is that the oldest from the catalog on this recording?
I'm not sure from the earliest, if one of times the earlier... they are changing.
Maybe so. Yeah. Neck and neck there, those mm-hmm. two. But I can't believe you completed this entire project in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. They're just songs. Well, no matter who writes them, they're just songs. And I sing, so they seem to go together, the singer, the song.
But a life well lived. See, she's leaving out the roux. Just like if you were making the stew down there in New Orleans.
Right, you'd have to have roux.
You can't forget the roux.
Absolutely.
Right? Even though it's the simplest thing, when you think about it, just a little flour and just keep stirring it with the oil until it turns like an old, dirty copper penny.
I think the thing is, cooking probably is more of an extension of myself.
Yeah.
Because I do cook, and all of my people are from Louisiana. I'm the first to be born in Michigan. But the singing is not an extension of myself. I am the song.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to go outside to find it. I had to go outside to find cooking, but I have to go outside to find the song. The song is just already in there.
It's already there. So the Dylan catalog was there. I mean, when you read the stories.
Any song, it doesn't make any difference what kind of song it is. A commercial on television, when I hear it, I hear me singing it.
Yeah.
I don't hear how it goes, so I don't have to unlearn it. I already know how I want to sing it.
But having that kind of depth comes from being around. I mentioned this when you're 18 months old in diapers and the Soul Stirrers are in the other room
singing. So you think I got it from the jukebox and the Soul Stirrers?
Got it from the jukebox. Maybe got it on the road because you toured around with people like James Brown
but
and
I
Otis
like
Redding.
The people that
stuff.
I went on the road with.
Yeah.
You know, I'd just been dancing to them and singing along with their records just weeks before. Weeks before that, I meant to be, and I was always a lover of that Red and Black label. So to be 16 years old, see my name on that Red and Black label that I had seen Ray Charles' name on and the Drifters, whom I adored, and to be there on the road with them weeks later was quite overwhelming.
It's one of those rich stories that I think audiences... I know disc jockeys and writers and people who gravitate toward the art of music, whatever the category might be. You know, it's that kind of depth that we're all searching for. And you have that from a life.
I try very hard to, when I talk to young artists now, to let them know that the thing they're doing is not from osmosis. They came across my back. And I fully realized that I came across on the back of Ray Charles and Ruth Brown and Lil Willie John and Jackie Wilson, all those people. And I can see what I garnered from them or whatever. But these children today, it's like, we created this. No, you didn't.
It's that inability for one to look over their shoulder to recognize where they are today. And without doing that, where's your traction, man? If mm-hmm. you don't look over your shoulder, where's mm-hmm. your traction? You're just running in place, aren't you?
I always admonish them, too. I said, you better learn some serious songs. I said, one night you're going to be out partying. You're going to wander into a little joint with a real baby grand piano. I'm going to be in there drunk, and I'm going to kill you. So...
Morning Jazz on WBGO. Gary Walker in, as per usual, and we thank you for coming in and also chipping in. It's public radio, and the only way we can continue to do this is if you say, yeah, right? And not just with a tambourine, but with, you know, some checks and money orders and that kind of thing. WBGO.org/support. And what a wonderful world we've created here this morning just by a lady named Betty Levette walking into our world and into yours. And she's going to continue with her musical friends. The new recording is called Things Have Changed. And every time she steps up and tells a story, a musical story, it turns out to be emotionally yours.
You are too clever. Baby, find me. Come, baby, remind me where I once begun. Come, baby, show me. Show me you know me. Tell me you're the one. Be learning, you could be yearning to see what's behind closed doors. I will always be emotionally yours. Baby, rock me. Come, baby, lock me into the shadows of your heart. Come here, baby, keep me. Reach me. Let the music start. I could be dreaming, but I keep on believing you're what I'm dreaming of. I will always be emotionally yours. It's like my whole life never happened. When I see you, it's like I never had a thought. I know my dream might be crazy, but it's the only dream I've got. Come here, baby. Hold me, shape me. Come here, daddy, take me. I'll be satisfied. Come here, baby, hold me. Help me. My arms are open wide. I could be unraveled wherever I'm traveling, even to far off shores. I will always be emotionally yours. I will always be emotionally yours. baby, hold me, shape me, come here, daddy, take me, hold me. Come here, daddy, hold me, love me, lock me up and keep me, love me, daddy, love me, daddy, hold me. Hold and keep me, love me, daddy, love me, daddy, love me, daddy, love me, daddy, come here, baby, hold me, love me, yeah, lock me up and keep me, hold me.
If you're just joining us, that's Betty LeVette and some of her friends. James Simonson on the bass, Brett Lucas on guitars, Evan Mercer on keyboards, and our wonderful Steinway Grand, and Daryl Pierce on drums and percussion. And sometimes there's an errant tambourine in the room somewhere. And our guest is Betty LeVette once again from Things Have Changed, focusing on the world and the stories of Bob Dylan. And when I hear the way you sing that tune, Emotionally Yours, it's almost like the spiritual, I Shall Be Released. I mean, it's a very similar story going on, right?
Yeah, well, Gary, you know, well, I'm not too much into all the songs.
Yeah.
I'm just into these.
Yeah.
No, but I... this one was very funny because you know how Bob sings. He kind of sings really placidly. It's not sad or happy, or it's just, this is what happened, and this is how I feel about it. And I, this one was really just, it surprised me. I listened to it, got the lyrics all printed out, and I loved what it was saying. But I still couldn't feel anything about it. I loved the words. So I sat there, Gary, and I drank these two bottles of champagne, and I did this joke over in my head, and I told my husband, I said, Bob Dylan is making me cry. But it was there. I mean, you just can't quite hear it the way I just sung it when he sings it. All you really have are the words, the story.
Yeah.
Because he's the hell of a writer, and the story is there. But he never lets you see him cry or see him beg. And what I've been doing really is crying and begging for him and then completing his arguments, because, you know, he argues all the time, complains about everything. And so I've been completing the arguments for him.
And such a conduit he is indeed. I remember he told Ed Bradley, and I found this hard to believe, that Subterranean Homesick Blues came to him and went through him and down on a piece of paper in less than 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, what? Mm-hmm. Really?
He has a lot of opinions. It seems like his head is just full of them. I'm explaining now that if you're in an, well, he complains like an old woman and just complains about everything. And I'm an old woman and I complain about everything. So it, songs just fit me perfectly. But the thing of it is, when you argue with an old black woman, she completes the argument in less than 9 verses. And he has to take 9 or 10 verses to tell you the same thing over and over.
So it's less to be emotionally yours, right?
That took as many as 5 verses out of some of these songs. Because I wanted, if I wanted to say jump off the ledge, you weren't moving fast enough, then I'd just go and push you.
But
if that was what I wanted to have happen.
It's the premise of the story, too. I'm thinking of, you know, Dylan's John Wesley Harding and the story of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest.
See?
I mean, you know, a street cat and a holy man together. When Frankie Lee met Judas Priest.
I love it.
Right? And he's got the whole story going on.
I wish that I could do that. Oh, I wish I can think of it, but I can't write it down. I can't synopsize it and put it into a song. But I can think of the entire. I probably do better writing a movie than a song.
We're chatting with Betty Levent. But see, you have the sense memory of the geography of the life well lived out on the road with Otis Redding, with the James Brown tour. I got a chance to see that in the mid '60s when he was at the height of his power, and I still have never seen anything to match it. But I want you to tell me what it was like the first time you walked into Muscle Shoals. What was that like?
Well,
and don't tell me, well, I was just going there to sing some songs.
No,
there's some magic going on in that room, right?
I'm from Detroit.
Yeah.
So Muscle Shoals, and so was Wilson Pickett for that matter. So this was somebody from Detroit as far as I was concerned, and Aretha, that went there to bring them into prominence. I didn't think anything about Muscle Shoals. I was from Detroit. So no, I didn't go. I'm just singing. I went in there with, I'm from Detroit. But these were the greatest guys in the world. So they just knocked attitude aside and said, let's play some songs.
But what you're saying, you know, that enthusiasm and that excitement and that story that you're telling me, it's like, you know, Detroit made Muscle Shoals, not Muscle Shoals making Detroit.
That was the way I felt.
Is that a similar kind of line that we could ascribe to what Berry Gordy was doing over there?
Oh,
at Motown?
I'm sure that Berry felt that way. I'm sure that he did. You know, I didn't even have any right to have any attitude. But as he was growing and making these people, I mean, if Berry had been walking, as I was telling you, walking around with these little songs in a paper bag with Jackie Wilson, even 20 years before that happened. And the people in Muscle Shoals and myself weren't even out of grade school yet. You know, so I feel that while they did do some tremendous things down there, I don't think they created anything. I think they made things better.
Yeah.
You know, and made them maybe funkier. But I feel like they were rioting. I don't feel like they said, here's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
And I don't believe they would have flat-footedly just played what they played. Had Aretha not been singing, had Wilson not been singing, they would have just sat there and started playing this. So, no, I ain't going for it. I know my husband hates that, doesn't believe it, but we really have a bad attitude from Detroit.
You're listening to Morning Jazz on WBGO, and you're listening to Betty Levent. What a thrill this has been for me this morning. And I've been sitting in this chair from 6 to 10 a.m. for 35 years at WBGO. And I got to tell you, there are some mornings that are just really special to me and remind me to get up for the next 5 years, Monday through Friday. And this is one of those mornings. And if you've been with us, you know what I'm talking about. Things have changed. It's a brand new recording from Miss Betty Levent, and she's here with us and been chatting with us this morning. We've talked about life. We've talked about Detroit. We've talked about Muskegon. We've talked about the difference between covering another song and getting under the covers with another song and really making those stories your own. And it's that latter that just drips right off this record that you have on the Verve label. Things have changed. And I'll tell you, the way they've changed through the life and the soul and the creativity of Betty Levent, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I don't think they've changed enough.
I think so, too.
It's been such a thrill to have you here this morning. I want to thank once again our musical director James Simonson on the bass, and Brett Lucas on the guitar, and Evan Mercer on the keyboards, and our Steinway Grand, and Daryl Pierce on the drums and percussion. Thank you all for making such fabulous music. And I can understand, just hearing you cats play the way that you do, that They're ready, aren't you, Betty?
Oh, yeah. They inspire me to sing. They're younger than I am, so I have to defend myself. Oh, they just run right over me.
I find that hard to believe. Things Have Changed is the new record on Verve. It focuses on the stories told by Bob Dylan, but not told the Betty LeVette way. Could have had a V8. Had a Betty LeVette instead. Thank you for coming by this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're going to go out with a tune from your new recording and from the Dylan canon that you have described as in a way, kind of a rap tune in a way.
It is kind of rap the way that Steve and I set it up. But it's so lyrically, sounds like it was written last January 20th. You know, it just, it is just so politically correct for what is going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, he writes, he's a very prophetic writer. Same thing with Times Are Changing. You know, he could have written it last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And inspired Sam Cooke where the change is going to come.
I'm going to look into that story a little more. I don't know it. I'm just hearing that story recently, but I'd never heard that story before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to investigate
that. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of stories that we haven't heard before told this morning by you, musically and otherwise. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us, baby.
And we're gonna go out with Political World from the new recording, Things Have Changed, Betty LeVette, this morning at WBGO.
We live in a political world. We love ain't got no place. We're living in times where men commit crimes and crime and crime. Crime ain't got no place. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown to jail. It rots in a cell, misguided as hell. No one to pick up the trail. This is a political world. For mercy walks a plank. Life's in a mirror. Death disappears up the steps to the nearest bank. Law. We're here in this political world. One we can see and feel. There's no one to check. It's all a stack deck. You don't know for sure if it's real. But it's a political world. Courage is a thing of the past. Houses are haunted, children unwanted. The next day could be your last. The next day could be your last. The next day could be your last. Ow. Here in this political world, cities of lonesome. Little by little, we're caught up in the middle, and you never know who he is. We're here in this political world, but peace ain't nothing at all. Turn away from the dope, don't want the smoke, or put it up against the wall. We're here in this political world, it's gotta be hers or his. Climb into the frame, shout out God's name, you never know who he is. Courage is a thing of the past. The next day could be your last. The next day could be your last.
the political world, the emotional world, the wonderful world of Betty LeVette. And that tune you'll find on her record with Leon Pendarvis on the B3, and also Keith Richards doing some nice guitar work. Betty LeVette, things have changed. I'll tell you, they've changed inside this room this morning. They certainly have. Thank you, man. That is just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Morning Jazz on WBGO. Betty LeVette, things have changed.